Hello?
Mr. Byrne, please.
Yes?
Ian Sharp, BT Accounts Department. We're still waiting for £456, Mr. Byrne.
What's it all about?
£456, Mr. Byrne. You don't appear to have paid it. It's the outstanding bill. We're still waiting for it.
What's the bill for?
Outstanding bill for use of calls and things, you know. And, you know, we have let you know, but you don't appear to have paid it. You appear to have ignored it.
Well, excuse me, don't get excited. What's the bill for?
You're a little bit thick, Mr. Byrne. I'm trying to explain. I've told you three times.
You haven't told me at all. What's the bill for?
I've told you twice. It's for using the phone.
What phone?
Making phone calls.
What's the number of the phone?
Well, I've just called it.
Hang on a minute.
Who's this, please? Are you Mrs. Byrne?
Yes.
Yes. Your husband, obviously, a little bit thick, Mrs. Byrne. I've tried to explain it to him, but...
What do you mean by £400?
£456, my old love. That's what's outstanding on the bill.
You must have someone give a wrong name or something.
No, Mr. Eddie Byrne, and we've got the telephone number, and it's £456 outstanding. Are you as thick as him, then?
You're stupid, talking to him like that, mate.
No, I'm trying to be as... I can't make it any clearer, can I, really?
Who's the name in the bit? Are you from British Telecom?
That's right, the accounts department, that's right. And I'm trying to make it as clear as I can, but...
Well, you've got it all wrong, and you're very ignorant, so I'm not having more to do with it.
You're a bit thick, really, aren't you? Right, sorry, have you... Oh, Jim, there's no need for that, is there? I'm trying to be helpful. Right, let's call her back. Hang on a minute.
Yes, hello?
I don't know what happened there, Thicko, but we appear to get cut off. I don't know what happened. But if you could get the cheque off to me as soon as you can, Mr. Byrne...
But we owe nothing.
No, that's what you think. £456, Grandad. If you could get it off to me today, that would be great.
I think you're a bit of a nutcase, however, yeah.
I'm sorry?
We don't owe one penny on the phone.
I'm afraid you do.
You're taking the piss, haven't you, whoever you are?
I'm not at all, no, because Joe Madden said that we should give you a call and wind you up, Eddie.
And who's speaking?
This is Steve Pank.
Who's speaking, then?
This is Steve Pank, and he said we should give you a call and wind you up.
Joe Madden?
Yes. God, blimey, how many more times do you want me to tell you? Joe Madden said we should give you a call, wind you up.
Where did you meet Joe Madden?
No, I've never met him. He's... He's dropped me a line with all the details. And he says, give that mate of mine, Eddie Byrne, a call. Wind him up.
I know that voice. What's your name? Tell me your name before you go.
It's Steve Pank, Eddie, for the 53rd time.
Steve Pank?
Yeah.
You know me, you do?
Do I know who?
Me.
Do I know you?
Yeah?
No, I don't know, you know.
Of course you do.
Eh?
Of course you do.
You're not a space alien, are you?
I kind of trace it, but I know that voice from somewhere, you know. Huh?
Yeah, come on, let's get out of here. Come on.